Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's the host of that show unless she has plans. I mean, I think you might have to adjust. You know, she's the host of the show when she wants to host the show. That's why.
I've been busy. Yeah. I've been busy. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're on the cover of magazines, you can't just sit still for 3 hours and do one thing. You have to be very versatile. So, you know, either they're just going to have to give me like a 20-minute show or, you know, we're just going to have to keep, you know, hopping in and hopping out. I don't know what to tell them.
Did you arrive on time for the Sunday night show?
Oh, my God. The Sunday night show almost didn't happen. I was literally at the Mall of America with Andrew for his big book launch, and I was sitting there with my friend Katie, and we used to work together at KSTP, and we were just reminiscing about the good old days, and she's got a new job now, and I'm like, so what days do you have off? And she said, oh, I'm off on Sundays and Wednesdays. And I don't know why, but something in my spirit said, you got to work tonight. And I was like, oh, my God, girl, I got to get home. I literally got to the house 4 minutes before Jonathan started playing the music. I was like, oh, my God. And thankfully, because I trained Jonathan so well as a producer, because, you know, I was one of the best producers when I was producing shows, that he had all the guests lined up. He had my script. He had everything ready for me. If it wouldn't have been Jonathan or Dave or somebody like that, I would have been in serious trouble because I was literally flat. How did I forget I had a whole shift? How did I forget that?
Surprises me zero. Dave, does it surprise you at all?
I was very surprised at myself.
Dave?
No.
0%.
I'm very conscientious. You know, I make sure that, you know, WCCO radio is a priority for me.
Okay.
And,
Oh, yeah. I mean, it used to be. I mean, I'm not denying that. Not anymore. I mean,
it's not anymore.
All right, let's jump in. Shaletta is here, like all regulars and guests. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. There is a story out today that Dave and I both saw suggesting that daily showers are purely performative and have real health benefit. The idea we should not be showering on a regular basis.
Who put this survey out? The little rascals? Who came up with this? Dr. Doolittle, who did this? Who put the survey together?
An environmentalist named Donachad McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever trust anybody named Donachad. Yeah. First of all, I can't even deal with people who don't wash their legs in the shower, who think that the soap will just go down there and somehow magically take care of the dirt. Listen, I need you to shower daily, sometimes twice daily, depending on, you know, your sweat levels. This is the nastiest thing that I have ever heard of. I'm going to just tell you that I had a procedure done on Monday, and they said, you can't shower for 3 days. I thought I was going to die.
Seriously.
I thought I was going to die. I was like, are you sure? They was like, no, you can't. I was like, well, what if I just Can I use a spray bottle? And they were like, nope, you cannot shower for 3 days. And so a Wednesday at 12:01 a.m., who was in the shower scrubbing?
You.
Scrubbing.
Yeah.
I might as well had a Brillo pad. It was really bad. I was just like, my skin is just raw because I could, in 2 days, two, 3 days, I couldn't do it. I don't know.
I got more people. A dermatologist told the New York Post that daily showers could strip away the skin's microbiome. And this is very important. A chemist was so adamant about preserving the dermal barrier that the bathing abstainer didn't shower, wait for it, for 12 years, instead opting to spray himself with good bacteria. This guy also.
And you know what?
He didn't have sex.
I bet he had no good relationships. Yeah. He does not have sex. No, he's not going to have sex. He's not going to have any friends. He's a very isolated and lonely young man. I guarantee you that. Yes. Yes. What's next? No brushing your teeth? I mean, really. So we will protect our teeth and leave all the germs and nasty stuff on our skin. We got to take that dead stuff off of that. We got to get them germs off of that. You know, we out and about. We're running. And what do we do with the mud while the kids are playing outside? Like today on a rainy day when we got little mud piles. What about, you know, when we spill something? We're just supposed to leave the spaghetti sauce on our kneecap when we eat? I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Well, here's more on it because I remember a little bit about this. So this is in 2021, there was a survey, 66% of Americans shower every day. Who doesn't shower every day? Text me at
651. Who are those other people?
Yeah, who text me at 651-461-9226. If you don't shower every day, why aren't you showering? I don't understand.
This is why I don't do the potluck. See, because some of those people, if that's the case, that's almost half. So it's at least a few of our coworkers. And if I had to guess, I could probably put my finger on a couple of them because I have some suspicions.
Yes.
I have some suspicions about who work is not showering every day. Adam Carter. If I had to guess, Adam Carter looks like he might not shower every day. Like, you know, because he think he better than people because he got his little stinky show. So he's like, you know what? I'm too good for showers. You know, so I'm thinking, Adam.
Okay, Dave, what's your reaction to Adam Carter? Shaletta has just pointed her clean finger. She's probably had four showers already today. With gloves on and a hazmat suit, it says Adam Carter probably doesn't shower on a daily basis.
I think that is completely incorrect. You mentioned sweat levels earlier, Shaletta. We all know what Adam's sweat levels can be like. I think he knows that if he didn't shower every day,
okay,
we would know,
you know
he
what?
Didn't shower
yep.
every day.
You know what? Yeah, okay. You're right about that. Okay, so what about this new guy? I don't really know him that well. Does he look like he
Ari.
Showers?
Does Ari shower?
Does Ari look like he's been in the tub today?
Yeah. He's got the he seemingly has the winter cap on. No matter
so
what,
we don't know if he washed his hair. See,
yeah.
I mean,
there's
you know,
no hair up
there.
Yeah, he's
it's
thin.
No hair.
In fact, there's no hair. Now, if Ari is still wearing the winter cap in July,
we don't know he's not showering.
Then he's
if he's at the
not,
state
yeah.
fair with the cap on,
yeah.
he's not showering.
That's not.
In fact, he did the survey, and he's the one who did the survey. Yeah,
it's the Ari survey. I think it's gross. First of all, I also like showers. I enjoy my shower. Dave, you enjoy your shower?
Love a long, hot shower.
Yes, absolutely. Dave, do you think it's gross to not shower every day?
Yes.
I do.
I mean, rare circumstances would it be okay. But, I mean,
under
for me
doctor's
personally,
orders.
I smell
like
bad enough at the
says,
end of the day, even if I just spent the entire day laying on the couch. I smell bad enough where I don't want to smell me.
You
in
have
bed
a, you have a, an odor issue?
I don't know if it's an issue, but, you know, I got man stink.
Yeah.
Okay. So that loom, I don't know if they make loom for men, but I know that loom takes care of it. Maybe you're going through menopause. I'm going through menopause, and I wake up every night smelling like a jar of dill pickles. I really do. I'm like, who is eating dill pickles? Oh, it's me. So that loom is doing
there are
a lot.
Certain people in life who have an odor about them. That isn't always fun. I think I'm fine. Both of you speak up. I don't believe I have an odor issue.
You're very neutral.
Yeah, I'm very. I'm good.
Most people are neutral.
Yeah.
And then you know some people you know get the little extra you know put a little salt on it like Henry Lake. Like you know Henry Lake has been in the room because you can smell the.
That's because he puts
cologne.
A half bottle. Okay, I put
like,
a little.
Here it ain't been in here.
I put a little bit on too, but H like bathes in it. I mean, he swims around. He just laps in his Tom Ford. You know, would you feel confident telling somebody here on staff, "Hey, you're stanky." I mean,
I would have no problem with it. No problem with it at all whatsoever. I would pull Jason DeRusha to the side if I have to and say, "Dude, you smell."
I think we need to do that. Now, Matt is seemingly retired from our show. I mean, our Instagram guy, he's done with our show. So maybe we're gonna maybe have to videotape this on our own. We're just gonna make it up, and maybe DeRusha will be the first person. Where you're going to go up.
Please be the first person.
And you're going to go up to him, and we'll be hiding the camera. And you're going to say, Jason, I really care for you and everything, but you smell bad. I mean, I want to help you out and just, you know, see what
his
reaction is.
I have a towel and a little small bar of soap with me when I talk to him so I can give him some instructions. I'm thinking about the visuals.
Yeah, yes. And probably maybe some cologne.
Or we could get him like a little Duke Cannon gift box. You know, Duke Cannon is local to the Twin Cities. They got all the men's stuff, and they're coming out with some cologne and stuff. So we could give him like a little Duke Cannon gift box and say, use this.
I like this idea, Dave. Going up to various employees.
I love this. I think this is great. I think this is our next viral moment. I mean, after Adam Carter choked on air and refused a regular
non-flavored cough drop,
and we got 100 million hits on that.
Yeah.
I think that this is our next viral moment. Is calling out all our stinky coworkers.
Yes,
I think so.
Barely, Dave Harrigan's on the list. I'm glad I work with him in the middle of the day and not later in the evening.
Want to come over there right now?
Oh, you're fine now. We're not doing night talk
like
together.
Like a plate of liver and onions and cabbage.
Yeah. We're not doing the 9 p.m. to midnight show together. I know that.
Mm-mm.
We're out. Shalette and I are out on that show with you.
You can
produce from like that studio over there. Nobody's there. And it'll be like the John Travolta thing, Boy in the Plastic Bubble. That's where you're going to be. Why in the hell aren't you showering every day? That's the text. That's the response I want to get here on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is going to be the one and last time. Okay, let's
soulful. It feels good.
Tell everybody who we're listening to and why we're listening to them.
Well, because of J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings' number one draft pick, the new quarterback in town. We're listening to famous J.J.'s throughout the day. And is there anybody more famous than Jermaine Jackson?
Yeah. Yes. About 500,000 J.J.'s, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Maybe they're more famous, but they're not more talented. Agree to disagree.
Okay, stop.
Oh, my God. Jermaine Jackson wasn't even the most talented person in his own family.
He's not even.
You talk about a waste of time and energy.
Top four. He's not the top four.
Only drones got him beat. They got animals in that house that are more
talented. Bubbles.
Bubbles.
I'd rather hear Bubbles. I got to be on a blanket. the other kids.
What a snake. They didn't have some specific snakes. I take the tiger over Jermaine.
I mean, you know, Joe, God knows, before he was harassing all of them, supposedly he had some talent. I mean, sure.
Joe, hey, somebody, anybody, please.
All right, before I get
to Janet's left toe.
Yeah, before I get to some troubling texts and shower, and I'm going to tell people, because our guest lineup keeps changing, Matthew Collar, Mr. Purple Insider, is now 10 minutes from now, okay? Because the Purple are introducing McCarthy later, so his schedule is not available. So Am I Wrong has been moved three times now. The Am I Wrong committee is not pleased. But Am I Wrong now is at 207. And then an interesting story that has been out there for a while and was affirmed again today. We read about it. Daniel Crawford, a vet who just walked more than 1,000 miles in honor of the 23rd veteran. We've had such a high suicide rate. We've had so many of our vets, Shaletta, who have faced so many challenges. And this group has been amazing. Daniel Crawford faced some serious, serious challenges himself. So Daniel's with us at 2:35. We're talking about people who don't shower every day. The three of us don't get it. Don't get it at all. I just want to get to a number of the texts here because you may never go on the text line again. Let's see. Let me get to where it starts. I don't shower every day. I don't get dirty. How do you know? Oh. How do you know you don't get dirty?
Oh, my God.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
Every 2-3 days, someone says, retired, relatively inactive, but even on active days, just don't sweat much. Nobody's complained so far.
Because nobody's around.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Nobody's complaining because nobody's there.
You're by yourself. The real question is AM shower, night shower. Most of the time for me, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like them both.
I do too. I do too. I, especially with the menopause situation going on, when you wake up in a pool of sweat, it's so funny because the other night, Daniel, my 9-year-old, he came and woke me up. He said, Mom, I had an accident. My bed is wet. I said, oh, okay. Well, go lay in my bed until I change your sheets and then you can get back in your bed. And he got in my bed. He said, hey, Mom, your bed is wet.
By the way,
when I got to the school, the teachers were looking at me funny because you know what he told them.
Oh, for sure. This is DeRusha, by the way, chiming in. I haven't showered yet. I love my own natural aroma.
I said,
work from home. And then he adds, I'd bring my funk to Shaletta if she'd ever come in. Well, now you're never coming in.
Ever. Just go ahead and clean off my desk if I still have one.
Uh-huh. Dermatologist said no daily shower. I shower 3-4 days. I work out. I think that was also wanted to let us know that he or she works out. Growing up, we bathed once a week and Saturday night for church and Sunday morning. However, we did wash our hands several times a day in our face. That's not enough.
That's not enough.
No.
That is not going to cut it. That is not going to cut it. Can we do something like keep the people who don't shower every day together so they are not around the rest of us, so we're not forced to try to figure out who the stinky one is?
Yes.
That would be helpful.
More text here. I do not shower every day. Most days when I do, it's a quick shower. You ask any dermatologist to tell you never to take a hot shower. It depends on the weather. You obviously need to shower, but during the winter when our skin is dry, you don't scrub. How about a little thing called lotion?
I mean, I was just about to say, has nobody heard of lotion? Lotion, you can buy the good stuff. You can buy the cheap stuff. The lotion will replenish and keep the skin moist. Please put some soap on your butt. Please.
Yeah.
I'm begging all of you.
Another text. I have two family members who are 1-shower-a-week guys. They would be out of my family. I would get rid of them. That's what I would do. How about this one? Speaking of moisture issues, Dave found this story. Bizarre new trendy jeans makes it look like you wet yourself. So you wear these jeans, Shaletta, and the area immediately down below the Mason-Dixon area, it's permanently wet. So it looks like you're walking in jeans where you peed. And these are trendy. and they're costing some places 500 pounds.
That is.
What about the suckers?
That is bananas. We got to sell some bridges. There got to be some air we can sell, some bottled water we can put out there. Apparently, people are buying anything. Why would you buy jeans where it looks like you wet yourself? That is bananas. First of all, I'm doing everything I can to keep from wetting myself, okay? Yeah. And if I do, I'm going to get those Depends so nobody knows. So the last thing I want everybody to know is that I can't hold it.
Are you actually doing your show tomorrow?
I am actually doing my show, and I have an amazing lineup the whole entire 3 hours. Coach Shea is going to be there. She's got another Stories Behind the Menu. She's bringing some chefs in. It is Independent Booksellers Day. Did you know that?
I did not.
And so my friends from Red Balloon Books are going to be coming by to hang out because, you know, everybody's getting so used to just going on Amazon and other places and click because they got the memberships here and the memberships there. But our local bookstores really need our support. They've got employees. They're part of the community. When local authors need a place to land, they're there for us. And so tomorrow is Independent Booksellers Day. So Red Balloon Books got a bunch of programming and fun stuff for kids and adults. So they're going to come on and talk about that. So see, I have a whole show. Are you so proud of me? It's been so long since I really did some work and had a show.
Do the show on a regular basis. Show up on time, and then I'll be proud of you. But I love you. We got to go. Thank you.
All right.
Shaletta, tomorrow, noon, CCO. Matthew Collar, Mr. Purple Insider, on what took place yesterday involving the Vikings when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.